Today we will discuss on the subject blamelessness. Blameless means to be free from blame or guiltless. In other words, clean, innocent, unblameable. The opposite is blameworthy or deserving blame. First reference in the Bible is found in Genesis 6:9. Noah was blameless among the people of his time. Noah's godly life was a powerful contrast to the wicked lives of his contemporaries. Bible says in Genesis the people's heart was very wicked and always continually thinking evil, and that was the main reason for God to destroy the mankind with flood. In Genesis 17 we read God tells Abraham, "Walk before me and be blameless." God commands in Deuteronomy 18, "You must be blameless before the Lord your God." David says in 2 Samuel 22, "I have been blameless before him." To the faithful, God shows himself faithful. To the blameless, God shows himself blameless. And to the pure, God shows himself pure. God tells about Job that he was a blameless and upright man. In Job 8:20, we read, God does not reject a blameless man. David says in Psalm 101, "I will be careful to lead a blameless life." 119 Psalm starts like this, "Blessed are they whose ways are blameless." Proverbs, so many references are there which talks about blamelessness. "Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a foolish man with riches." Blameless will get a good inheritance. They will be honored. Blameless will be kept safe. Hebrews 7:26 talks about Jesus as blameless, pure, set apart from sinners. So as Christian believers, which are the areas we should be blameless? Firstly, blamelessness of heart. Does our heart condemn us? If our heart convicts us of some sin, we should repent immediately. How to repent? Feel sorry enough not to repeat again. We need to live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way and bearing fruit in every good work. Secondly, blamelessness of life. Paul was blameless before men and God. How many of us can say this? I am blameless before men and God. Paul lived a life of conviction. Bible says, live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1, my conscience testifies that I have conducted well, that I have behaved well. Thirdly, blamelessness in testimony. Believers should differ from unbelievers. The more wicked others are, the more careful we should be to keep ourselves blameless. Be imitators of God and live as children of God. Live an exemplary life like Jesus. The faith and example of a consistent believer will enlighten others and direct their way to Christ and holiness. Be a light in this world filled with darkness. Be a salt on this world which is tasteless. Fourthly, blamelessness in service. Elizabeth and Zechariah were blameless. They were very faithful and sincere in keeping God's ordinances, his decrees and laws. In 1 Kings 9:4 we read, God appears to Solomon and emphasizes him the importance of integrity. And then in 2 Kings 20, King Hezekiah walked faithfully and did what was good in God's sight, says the word of God. Finally, blamelessness in the whole being. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says this. And 2 Peter 3, Peter urges every believer to make every effort to be found blameless. Paul says, God will strengthen you to the end so that you may be blameless on that day. 1 Corinthians 1:8. When we please God by living according to His desire, leading a blameless life, we will receive His commendation. We will be honored by God and will get His rewards when He returns. Let's ask God to give us a pure heart, a good clear conscience, and a sincere faith in Him. which will carry us through. God bless you.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.